And I'm here with Sean Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. James Bauer is joining us now. James, welcome to Rush to Reason. How are you? You're creative director and senior vice president at Berman & Company.
Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you joining us. This is a big topic. I know I covered this. Everybody listening, we covered a little bit of this in the first hour. But, hey, James, everything switches around top of the hour. So some folks that may not heard this in the first hour can actually hear us again talking about big tech wanting to actually continue some of their censorship efforts onto television now.
Yeah, it's I think they have seen that they're able to do it, mm-hmm. and no one stopped them. And now you've got people suggesting that, just like Amazon kicked off Parler, that the cable stations that, Comcast and Time Warner, AT&T, Verizon, et cetera, should take away the slots they've given to One America News Network, to Newsmax, to even Fox News. And you start to look at what is possible that these folks have nobody elected Jeff Bezos at Amazon or Tim Cook at
right.
Apple, but they can make decisions that put companies out of business or silence voices that they don't like. And it's really scary.
And James and I, I am a free market capitalist individual. I don't like when the government comes along and breaks up what are called quote-unquote monopolies, although I understand the reasoning behind it. And monopoly breakup started all the way back with, Rockefeller, all the way back in the, early 1900s. And I understand, why we do that. And, of course, this is a great example of what you just said and why we don't want monopolies to be formed, because then they do start controlling things like, in this case, the output of media. And if everybody listening, what I mean by that is, and James, I think where I'm going with this, Apple, let's face it, right now, Apple has enough cash, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, James, but Apple alone has enough cash to probably buy every cable company and network in the country. I don't think I'm exaggerating.
Not at all. You're absolutely correct.
And they could literally go write a check for each one of those companies and control all of the output tomorrow if they wanted to.
And traditionally, when they set up television stations, the airwaves were being regulated by the government. The government in the country owned those airwaves, and then they would lease them out to these stations. And with the advent of cable, now private companies control essentially what the airwaves are there, because
right.
it's not
right.
Through the air.
Yep. Good point.
Like radio.
Good point.
For you folks on radio, at least have those protections of the federal government is the one kind of trying to set up a fair playing ground. And I completely agree with you that as a free market person, I am totally committed to the idea of free markets. But this is the equivalent of if Thomas Paine back in the American Revolutionary times, no one would sell him or let him use a printing press to write Common Sense and actually make copies of it. If he was forced to do it by hand and make every copy himself, then it wouldn't work. I mean, this is the problem. When all of the methods of distribution are owned by a very few number of people, it really isn't a free market. And right now, 40% of web traffic travels through Amazon's web servers.
Wow.
99% of people in this country use a phone that's either controlled by Google or Apple.
Right.
And so at that point, you can't, normally I would say, hey, if you don't like this television channel, then start your own or
right.
watch a different
right.
one. But when they take away that option, and a lot of people were doing that with Facebook. They didn't like how Facebook was censoring what they were saying, and so they said, hey, I'm going to try Parler, or the same thing with Twitter. And but then when they can just take out that competition with the flip of a switch, it really doesn't, it's not like a normal situation where competition is available.
No, and again, again, folks, everybody listening, and be careful, how I say things, James. I'm not saying that this, needs to happen, but you take a company like Apple or Google, but Apple, let's face it, they are really king of the mountain right now and have so much cash that it's just really, it's actually mind-boggling, James, when you think about an individual company having as much liquidity as they actually have, and with that liquidity comes literally the power to do the things that you're mentioning. And by the way, they've not made any moves along those lines where they're talking about any of what we're saying. But, you know, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors either. And even without the purchase of those entities, James, to your point earlier, they still wield power beyond what anybody like you and I could ever do.
You're totally right. And think about even the chilling factor of some of these things. Let's say, for example, as a radio host, you had somebody on previously on your show who then ended up getting censored by Twitter or by Facebook, where they shot them off the platform because they said that the person was out of bounds for the things they said. You would be hesitant to have them back on your show for the fear that they might shut down your Facebook page or your Twitter account,
right?
Because you are giving that person a platform. And I think the danger of that chilling aspect where people say, hey, you know, I'm never going to talk to this person because I'm afraid that all the time and effort and money that I've invested in my social media platforms are going to be wasted.
And your great point, by the way. Those should be decisions that only, you know, I and or a producer get to make in regards to the quality of programming we want to bring, not because we're afraid of any kind of repercussions. That's how it should work.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't take very many people to get knocked off before people start thinking mm-hmm. twice about talking to different people.
I never really had thought about it the way you just worded that, but that's exactly right. And those are the sorts of things that will happen if we allow these things to continue. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're totally right. And that's why I think, you know, you were talking about it earlier today and we're talking about it now, because I think your listeners would be very concerned, because it comes down to the things they can say, the people they can listen to, the people they can read. And I think that goes to a fundamental value in this country. Obviously, free speech, as it is in the Constitution, really only says the government can't put you in jail for what you say. It doesn't say you can't get fired. It doesn't say you can't, you know, have consequences. It just says you're not going to jail. But it does mean that the country has always, since its inception, felt very strongly about this idea that people should be able to share ideas, to talk about things, and even if it's unpopular, even if some people don't like it, it should be protected. And that's where it is really scary to see a very few number of people getting to make those choices for the whole country.
So how do we combat that? What do we do?
Well, normally, I am, like you, very hesitant to say, well, I want more regulations, or I want the government to step in. But I think that there has to be some looking at the antitrust aspect, the monopoly aspect here. And I think there's also some things, not to get into the nitty-gritty, but these platforms enjoy some protection from liabilities.
Yes.
Yeah. And with those protections, so that they're not sued for libel, they're not liable for what people say on their platforms, I think they can't have it both ways. They can't say, hey, protect me, because there's no way I can moderate all the speech that happens on my platform, but then say, oh, but I'm going to pick and choose a little bit about what I am going to censor. So either you apply things in a very fair and transparent way, or you don't have those protections, and then you're going to have to censor everybody. And every post somebody makes, there'll be a waiting period before it gets approved. I think they know that would be the death of their platform, so they don't want it. But you can't pick and choose while also getting that same protection from the government. So I think there is some opportunity for the government to say, hey, you can't have it both ways.
I agree, and I think the biggest thing you just said a moment ago, the biggest thing that we're up against is the protections they now enjoy as being a platform, although I would debate as to whether they're a platform or not. I think in a lot of cases they've proven over and over again that they definitely are publishers. Problem is, James, I don't know right now under the current administration and what we've got legislatively speaking, I frankly don't think that's going to be looked at anytime soon.
I think you're right. I mean, that's the reality. But I think as people, it's still important to write your congressman, to write your senator, to say that you, to let them know that there are people watching this and that they're concerned about it. Even if you know that they're probably not going to do anything about it, it does register to them that, hey, this is something I should probably be careful about, or at least, you know, do something about, that people are concerned. If it just goes away and nobody, there's no outrage, there's absolutely nothing that's going to happen. And the other thing, I think, is there's going to be a resurgence in your medium. If talk radio is one of the few places that you can get uncensored content, you know, that may be good for your business, John.
No, I think you're right, and we're already kind of seeing that as we speak, where there's individuals, you know, even approaching us as a station, if you would, saying, wait a minute, you know, I can't say what I'm saying on social media anymore. Maybe I need to look at doing what I do in another way, you know, with that. And I don't know what some of these folks, by the way, I agree with you. I think you're correct in saying that, although I don't know if some folks really understand what goes into doing a 1, 2, or 3 hour live program on a daily basis versus sitting in front of a computer and doing it. It's a little different.
Well, it is a true talent, John, and I know your listeners appreciate all the effort that goes into your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's not an easy job to do it for 2-3 hours every day, because you have to do a lot of research. They don't see all the research you're doing before and after the show.
True. Well said. That's exactly
right. You can't just walk in and say it.
No, that's right. No, but to your point, I do think you're right. It is going to open up some things in our medium that, you know, might not have been there before. And that's always the way it is, James. With every pro, there's a con. With every con, a pro. And I hope as Americans, you know, we're able to continue to do that. And you know, if you would, banter about or do those things that counter the other side. My fear is when it gets to the point where, as we said a moment ago, there's no more options, that's when we have to, you know, that's when we have to be careful and really say, wait a minute, time out. We've got to make sure we do this correctly. And by the way, James, I think that's something that a lot of Americans are not thinking about right now. James, we still got you? You're there?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
You just cut out for a second.
No, okay, so what I said was, I think all of what we've talked about today, my biggest fear is I don't know that the average American's really thinking through this. I think what they're thinking is, wait a minute, orange man bad, gone. We've got a new guy now, new sheriff in town. He's a nice guy. We like him. But I don't think they're really thinking through all of what you and I just talked about. In fact, I can guarantee you they're not.
Well, maybe to put this in a little bit of perspective for just kind of the average listener, I had been thinking to myself, well, how if we took away all social media, how would I still communicate with people? And I said, well, you know, we could always go back to email. And it occurred to me that email is largely controlled by Google. If you have a Gmail account or even your other email accounts often use Google Gmail as their backbone.
It's true.
And Gmail can decide whether or not they're going to deliver messages from different organizations.
That's right.
It's not magic how some things end up in your spam folder.
No, you are right. And in fact, I do some business consulting outside of what I do here and the other business I own, James. And one of the things that I've been doing, I've got an IT person I work with right now, and one of the things I'm telling him is, hey, make a really easily scalable small server, if you would, that a lot of, especially, you know, churches and conservatives and nonprofits, especially if they're on the conservative side, could actually buy and use and host all of their own stuff. I've done my own for years, James. We're not talking about a complicated task here. I think the biggest thing is most people don't know how, because it seems really complicated. Again, this is another open door for some folks to make some money and do some things that may not have been there prior.
I think you're absolutely correct, because and in some ways, though, it's disheartening to me that you would have to go out and try to find a conservative web hosting company.
I agree.
You know,
shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to. It should be the one that has the best service.
That's right.
The best, you know, features. And the other thing is, if we all start isolating ourselves and only listening to, you know, the side that we tend to side with, I'm only listening to conservative stuff, I think that hurts the country too.
I agree.
Everybody's in their own silo,
That's right. That's why I, when you talked about research earlier, that's why I always look at both sides and, you know, view things that some folks out there listening might even think I'm looking at. But no, I'm to your point, James, you got to look at all sides to get good perspective. Otherwise, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and I think it leads to a tribalism that it just isn't healthy for the country.
Agree.
At the end of the day, you know, I've got a lot of neighbors on my street. I live in the swamp. And most of my neighbors don't believe the same as I do from a political standpoint. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They're super nice people, and they're good neighbors. And we have, you know, cocktail parties on the street, and we play games and all that kind of stuff. And I think the country needs to do a little bit more of that.
Can't disagree. James, I appreciate it. James Bowers, again, creative director and a senior VP at Berman & Company. James, thank you very much. How do folks find you?
They can find me on Twitter under Jamie_Bowers, or they can also visit, we have a website that features a lot of this stuff on the big tech at challengecensorship.com.
Perfect.
Challengecensorship.com.
James, I appreciate it. Thanks. You're welcome anytime, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good stuff, by the way. Really appreciate him joining us. I know it went a little long, but that's really important stuff as we head down this path, folks. Trust me, it really is. And Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. What also is important are the tires on your vehicle and the maintenance on your car or truck. And by the way, Extreme can do everything on your vehicle, car, truck, van, SUV, you name it. They can take care of it, even some classic stuff at times, and big trucks. Don't forget they can handle all of the big truck repairs as well. If you're a fleet that has some big trucks, they can do that for you also. 20-plus service base to service you. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Franktown Firearms, actually not that far from Extreme Auto Repair, as we talk about what's down south. They would love to help you with all of your firearm needs, whether you're looking to buy a gun, get trained, it's your first time out, or you've been out many times, it doesn't matter. They'll take care of you either way. Call them at 720-770-7777. klzradio.com, and don't forget to listen to them on Saturdays at 2 for Shooting the Breeze. Again, that's Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. If you didn't see the news today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is now going to run for governor of Arkansas, which I would say she's got as good a shot, I think, of winning a governorship as probably anybody out there does. She is an absolutely wonderful human being, very intelligent, and took shot after shot after shot after shot from the left and the media when she was in the White House, and frankly, just in my opinion, did a fabulous job, and even took what I would consider to be a lot of sexist, you know, comments towards her and things that just were flat out wrong that should have never been said from the left. Of course, the left is very, of course, tolerant and, you know, always in your corner. Not a bunch of slime balls is what most of them are on a regular basis. They do things along these lines and talk about unity and equality and all these different things. There's nothing more divisive than that side, as far as I'm concerned. Just look at what's going on right now in the White House. And don't give me this nonsense about how Trump did all of the same things Biden's doing, because, frankly, they're not even close to being the same. For example, Biden has already talked about transgenders in the military, something I'm wholly against. We already have HHS, you know, Health and Human Services, that are going to be head up by a transgender person. And no, I won't use the right pronouns because I don't care. And no, I'm not being disrespectful. I think those individuals are being disrespectful for foisting their mental illness upon the rest of society. And yes, that's what I'm calling it. It's a mental illness. If you don't know what sex you are, and or you think you need to change your gender, in my opinion, you're whacked. You have a mental problem. I've interviewed individuals, by the way. Walt, who's been on our program many times, has written a book. He's a psychologist. He's actually been down that path. He was raised in such a way where he thought he needed to turn into a woman, so he did. And he was a woman for about 10 years and figured out after 10 years that, oh, that's not what I'm supposed to be. I'm going to go back to being a man. And he did. Underwent both surgeries. And by the way, Walt's a great guy, and he'll tell you right now that it's a mental situation with transgender. So why would we want anyone with a mental condition, i.e., representing us in the military or being in charge of our health and human services? Folks, we have lost our ever-loving mind. I shouldn't say we. Our White House and those in charge in the Democrat Party have lost their ever-loving mind. There are things that this transgendered HHS person has done in their past that would even make you wonder why, how in the world did they even get chosen for this, other than to make the Republicans, and especially Christian Republicans, mad. Only reason this person got picked, by the way, folks. No other reason. It's not on merit. Shim has done nothing to merit being HHS secretary. In fact, has been a blatant hypocrite in Pennsylvania when it comes to even COVID and the rules surrounding it. I.e., coming down hard on, you know, places of worship and restaurants and so on and so forth. But yet, if she wants to go to a car show and let everybody mingle in a big, huge, gigantic car show, that's okay. Things like that. She's a he, she, whatever. I don't know what it is. It is a hypocrite. Major hypocrite. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go look up some of the stories I just mentioned. And as far as I'm concerned, those that are out there touting her as a success in Pennsylvania as their health person, let me just tell you what. No, not. She's not a success. He's not a success. I don't know what to call this person. Is it a shim? What is this? I call it a shim. Let me give you a real quick instruction, by the way. And I don't care if there's kids in the car listening. If you don't know what sex you are, an Audi is a male and an Innie is a female. It's that simple, folks. It's one or the other. There is no in between. And just because you think you've got feelings of being one or the other doesn't mean that that's right and what everybody else should do around you. Oh, my word, people. Are we getting to the point where we're going to pacify someone? When I look up at the sky and I know it's blue and they say it's red, I say, okay, I guess it is red. No, it is what it is, folks. At some point in time, we've got to get to the point where facts matter. And the fact of the matter is, a man has a penis, a woman doesn't. It's that simple. There's no two ways around this. I just don't understand how screwed up we can get in this one area, especially. It's just appalling to me. And yet we're going to have them back in the military, and one is going to be in charge of your health as a country. Does that not make you proud? It makes me want to vomit. It doesn't make me proud. I'll tell you that right now. All right, we'll come right back. Purify Chevrolet's coming up next. and they want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, whether you're buying new, used, doesn't matter what it is. They've got you covered on both ends. And they can take care of a new vehicle purchase as well as used, as I just said, and find them in Fort Lupton. It's not much of a drive at all. It's really easy to find. Website, purefoyChevrolet.com, or call 303-659-8311.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is only do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, folks. Roof Max. Dave Hart, great guy, by the way. Would love to help you out with whatever you've got going on with the roof over your head. And what I mean by that is he can extend the life of your current roof. If you've got a roof maybe that's even on the edge of being replaced, but you're thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to stay. I might move. I really don't know what I want to do. Bottom line is he can extend the life of that roof by as much as 15 years, depending upon its current condition now, and do it for tens of thousands of dollars less than what it would take otherwise. And I mean that. Just call Dave. He'll give you a free roof inspection today. And most of you out there need that done. Frankly, you need a roof inspection done every year, period. That's my rule of thumb. Just have someone on your roof every year. You'll save money down the road. It's called, folks, preventative maintenance. And in this case, it's free to get that inspection. Free. F-R-E-E. Call Roof Max today. Dave Hart, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt will give us his Monday Mortgage Minute update in just about a half an hour. But in the meantime, if you need something from Kurt on your mortgage, just want a review even of your mortgage, he can help you with that. 720-895-0500. Call Kurt today. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard Rush joining us now. Richard, recap the weekend of sports. It was an exciting day yesterday.
It was an exciting day. Well, yeah, for some, I don't know, Broncos fans, we're just going to live in this terribleness of life, knowing that we have, you know, we had to deal with Tom Brady, you know, for all those years. And obviously, you know, we were competitive for a few of them, obviously, with Peyton and a little bit with Plummer. And then now we have in our own division, we're going to feel like the Jets and the Dolphins and the Bills did with Tom Brady being in their division for the longest time, because Patrick Mahomes, man, that dude is something special, and it's going to be interesting. So, yeah, you had the Chiefs and the Bills last night, Dad. The Chiefs obviously won. The Bills just didn't take enough gambles to do so, in my opinion. And if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you got to play to win. You know, you can't be kicking field goals when you're down at the, you know, essentially the other side of the field. You know, if you're at the 20, 30-yard line and it's fourth and, you know, within 10 yards, you got to go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, Patrick Mahomes is going to go down and score. And so they're on to their second straight Super Bowl. And actually, you know, Walt and I were talking today, would be their third straight Super Bowl had the defensive end that actually they have now, who's actually a big part of their team, Dee Ford, not jumped off sides on a Tom Brady, basically a Tom Brady interception that got called back because this gentleman, you know, jumped off sides. Hmm. So then obviously on the flip side of it, in the NFC, and I know Andy and his Packers, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, you know, at some point here. The Packers lost the old Tom Terrific. You know, Brady, again, the guy that the Broncos fans, we've I guess, kind of hated over the years, and then now you just got to kind of appreciate it at some point in time, right, Dad? I mean,
yeah, 10 Super Bowls. How do you not give the guy credit?
So he's been in the league 21 years. Like, you know, we were talking about this last night. Been in the league 21 years, but two of those, one of those was his rookie year, and one of those, he played one game and he got hurt the very first game, was sat out with an ACL injury.
So, you know, throw those out.
So
19 years.
19 full seasons, he has made the Super Bowl 10 times, which means if at the start of every season that Tom Brady, again, started, and I was okay, he's going to play a full season.
Wow.
If you flipped a coin, you would have worse odds than Tom Brady of making the Super Bowl. So basically, you flip a coin, right? You know, heads you go to the Super Bowl, tails
right.
You don't. That's 50-50. Well, Tom Brady, I think it's like 50, whatever that is, you know, 10 and 19, it's like a 53% chance or
right.
Whatever it is. You know, it's better. It's just astounding. I'm going to say, you know, you don't know if you'd ever see that again. When you actually think about it with Mahomes, again, Mahomes has been starting. This is basically his fourth year starting, Dad. His third year starting, fourth year in the league. And again, outside of one of his defensive ends being a dummy and jumping offside, if you don't have that happen, Patrick Mahomes is probably in his third Super Bowl. So it's like you got really two incredible talents at the quarterback position that are getting ready to kind of square off here in a couple weeks. And it's the first time ever that a home team, or essentially that a team will play in its home stadium, and in this case, it's going to be the Buccaneers.
Huh.
Obviously, you know, Tom went to Tampa. The Super Bowl is in Tampa. They're going to have about 22,000 fans, which is about 40,000 less than I think they should be having, but at least they're having some.
Right. Some is better than none.
Correct. Some is better than none, and so that's interesting in that regard. But, yeah, it'll be
interesting. So what are those tickets going for, by the way?
You know, I haven't seen quite yet, but because they haven't allocated them yet, so, you know, today they'll start allocating them, but you'll start to see on the market pop up. I would, you know, normally in a Super Bowl year, you know, you're anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 a ticket. It would not shock me if a normal ticket's going for about $10,000 this year.
Wow.
Just because there's such, you know, it's capitalism, Dad, right? Supply and demand.
Right.
There's a limited supply on the market. There's going to be a high demand from and your Chiefs fans, yeah, not as much, you know, maybe as I guess you're kind of used to in that regard, because obviously they went last year. But for Buccaneers fans, you know, it's been a number of years since they've been, and they're really excited. And then to see two of the greatest quarterbacks, you know, ever to play the game is pretty cool. And again, folks, I disliked Brady for the longest time. Just thought he was not, you know, whatever. But, you know, the more you watch him, he went over and hugged his kid last night, which is a nice, you know, sentimental thing.
Right.
I actually think he's way more on the conservative side of things than any of the sportscasters want to admit. But Tom's really good, kind of like Peyton and Elway, Dad, and a lot of these quarterbacks.
Of shielding that, which,
you know,
by the way, he's smart
Kaepernick,
in doing so.
Correct, yeah, he separates himself, right? He doesn't, you know, make this big production about it, which, again, a lot of these other
Because at the end of the day, it doesn't change anything for him on the football field.
Exactly, because he's playing with dudes that are still going to disagree with him, right? Which is totally fine. They're still, as we talked about last week, right? Or actually, we talked about on Andy because you were off on Friday. You know, that the greatest, I think, in my opinion, like, unifying thing that we can do as a country on all levels, all ages, is sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings you together. And again, I think it's indicative of that. Again, I guarantee you, Brady doesn't agree with a lot of his guys on a lot of things, but guess what?
Those guys are half his age. Think about that as well. He's basically playing football with guys that maybe not half his age, but, you know, at least a third of his age.
Well, Dad, they could no half of his age, because he is 43.
That's true.
There are players out there that are 20 that are 21 years old.
Good point. Yeah.
So yes, he could be their dad.
That's incredible.
Patrick Mahomes' dad, he's 25. Patrick Mahomes' dad is 50. So he's only 7 years older than Brady.
That's amazing.
I mean, it is a testament. I thought it wasn't going to work. I thought he was washed up.
Me too.
Last year it wasn't great. And I think even this year he hasn't been the Tom Brady we've expected, but he did the same thing that Peyton did for the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show you what a great quarterback in the all-time great.
Well, yeah, it just goes to show you what, you know, there's that old saying, you know, work smarter, not harder. And I think Tom Brady's a great example of that. When you get to that level and you know the game as well as he does and you can read defenses the way he does and you've just got the ability to really even anticipate what's coming next, even out of the other side's coaching staff, how do you compete with that? You don't. It's apparent yesterday.
Yeah, 100%. And that is the point that I think is so fascinating. And will be.
I mean, you got to give the guy. Whether you like him or not, you got to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah, and again, that's the hard part, right? Is because he's really good, and that's the same thing with Mahomes. Is you watch the guy, and mm-hmm. Trust me, you know, I don't like the Chiefs at all. And Chiefs fans, you guys are the worst. You're probably worse than Raiders fans. At least the Raiders have done something in their history. You guys, up until last year, hadn't won a Super Bowl in 50 years, and yet you act like you're the Kings or whatever. And you know what? You are, because you have a great quarterback coach combination, and it stinks. And here's mm-hmm. the deal, Dad. Not many people thought Mahomes would be this. Even the Chiefs, right? If they thought he was going to be as good, and obviously if he continues his trajectory, he's going to be one of the
He'll
great.
He'll be another Tom Brady players. If they keep at it.
Yeah, he will be if he keeps at it at this pace, which is just crazy to think about. But if even the Chiefs didn't think that. They had, you know, they traded up and got him at pick 12, right? If they thought he was going to be this, they would have given up, you know, four first round picks to go to the number one in the draft and draft him and played him and everything else. So that's why I dislike Chiefs.
Somebody texted me a moment ago and said Patrick Holmes was 6 when Tom Brady played his first Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just insane.
I mean,
literally, so Mahomes grew up watching Brady win Super Bowl.
Unreal.
I mean, that's got to be surreal, too.
Unreal.
Right? You know, the guy on the other side of you, again, you grew up watching him play, which is just, you know, crazy. And so the quarterback position, Dad, you know this, is, you know, a great position. You know, it's a great longevity position.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so important to the teams. It's the single most important position in all of sports, whether it be basketball, and, you know, LeBron
James,
whatever it is.
True.
Quarterback, you know, outside of a pitcher or you know, a center in hockey, anything of that sort, a pitcher or the quarterback is the single most important person. So,
yeah, the other thing real quick that I'll appreciate about Tom Brady that I want to throw in to even those listening that are maybe – you know, Tom Brady haters. And by the way, I was always a hater, although, like Richard, I've kind of grown to like the guy in the last few years because a lot of the things that, you know, Richard said, and you just can't argue the fact of how good he is. But, you know, the one thing about him that I've noticed, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things that he's done, and I think this is going to be key for Mahomes to do as well, is I don't see Tom, like Peyton, even like Elway, letting the fame go to his head. I mean, it just seems like to me, you know, Tom is a pretty down-to-earth kind of guy, even though he's done very well, including his spouse.
You know, well, and I was going to say, you know, it's pretty easy to stay down-to-earth, or I guess not down-to-earth, but, you know, not be worried about your job and just kind of go out and wing it when your wife makes more money than you do, you know, at times. And so that would be a very nice thing for him to do. And again, he's a stud. I mean, there's no other way to say it. He is a stud. And he's got a stress-free life, but he's perfected how to play quarterback in the league, and I think lots of us can look and see what he does to follow. And again, the sports thing, Dad. I mean, you saw it last night with his kids, and he's kind of bringing that in, and obviously he understands he gets to play a game. you know, for his job. And I think that that's something that a lot of these athletes can't forget. And actually something that, as we come back here from break, we're going to talk about how our beloved state here is just so screwing up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sports here, okay. It's just a disaster.
Let's do that. We'll talk about that as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk high school sports in a moment. Geno's Auto Service is next. Get your vehicle taken care of, front and rear, or front to rear. Doesn't matter, top to bottom, bumper to bumper, I should say. They've got you covered, and really our front-end specialist as well. 37 years they've been in Littleton taking care of you and your family. Let them take care of you and your car today, if you would. And I mean that sincerely. Steve Horvath, the owner there, just a great guy. 303-794-6700. Find him at ginosautoservice.com, and that's Geno's with a J.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, Richard, talk to us about what's going on in high school sports in Colorado. Chassa.
Yeah, so I originally thought that this was a Chassa, you know, basically the Colorado High School Sports and Activities Association. I thought this was a ruling by them, but after doing some more research and want to be educated, it seems to be a ruling by the Colorado Department of Public Health, and we all know about those fellows because of COVID and such. And basically, folks, what is happening is for basketball players, and again, I don't know about other sports, I just know for basketball and wrestling. For basketball players, they are requiring everyone that's essentially in a gymnasium, playing, even the players, actively playing a game, not even sitting on a bench, actively playing, they are requiring a mask. But wrestlers, mind you, who are in a little bit closer content than, you know, contact than basketball players, you know, grabbing and doing all the other stuff that wrestler guys do and, you know, all that sort of stuff, that is allowed. No mask there. And I don't know why or what the reasoning is behind that, but this is what they have said. And basically that there's this bulletin sent out, there will be no mask timeout. So basically, you can't readjust your mask if something happens, if it rips, whatever else it is. Basically, you got to come out of the game, and you actually have to leave the floor. You have to leave the gym in order to do so. You're not even supposed to adjust it while you're in the gym. Now, that part is part of Chassa's stuff.
So these people have lost their ever-loving mind.
Oh, absolutely, literally. They have, Dad. And the other part of this is, I'll be honest, I thought, maybe this is Boulder, whatever it is. Well, in Boulder County this past year, for the football season that happened in the fall, and there's another one here happening here in the spring, come March and such, but in the football season that happened in the fall, Boulder County alone made teams, obviously, that were playing, either home teams or away teams in Boulder County, wear masks while they were playing.
Unbelievable.
And people say, and this is what just infuriates me, Dad, the left keeps saying they're following science, they're following science.
No, they're not.
They're following science. No, no, no.
No, they're not.
They're following science when it allows them power and control.
That's right.
And when it doesn't inconvenience them.
That's right.
This, if I was a parent, I mean, I thank goodness we're going to figure this out before, you know, my little kids. Obviously, you know, folks know the situation of where we, you know, went into a store and such and went through that, which is one thing. But these are athletics, and you're going to take something away from these poor kids because, you know, they are wearing a mask. And mind you, Dad, there's not been hardly any documented transmission. There haven't been major super spreading events, you know, among kids. Actually, it's been a lot of it's been adults to kids. And even then, kids aren't getting sick. Like, okay, yeah, they might have a cold or they may get it. Every single person I have talked to that has had a teenager, you know, someone under the age of 20 get this. And, of course, there's exceptions. Everyone who I've talked to has said the same thing, which is basically they had a bad cold, right? They, you know, the parents
for kids, yeah, there's not a kid, Richard, that I've talked to, and I realize there's exceptions to this, and what you're going to see in the news media, by the way, folks listening, if you see somebody in high school or even a, you know, early adult that catches COVID and something bad happens, of course, the news media is going to hype that up like no tomorrow. But the reality is, Richard, you are correct. The majority, like 99% plus of kids, it's a cold to them.
Exactly. And honestly, Dad, a lot of these kids aren't even having symptoms.
No, most
and
aren't.
So it is an infuriating thing for me because I know, you know, I'll be honest. Obviously, I'm not in shape right now. Used to be in shape, you know, in good shape, played high school sports, played college sports, all of that. But I can only imagine these kids. I know in shape or not, I don't know how I see these people walking and running on the side of the road with masks on.
I don't either. Like, I can't hardly walk with one, unless jog or run with one.
Correct. I'm doing good to go through a store. And then people are going to say, well, you're a little bit dramatic. And you know what? Maybe I am.
No, I hate him. I wore one.
No.
To your point, Richard, I did a bunch of stuff Sunday morning I had to do yesterday morning. And, you know, it was in the store longer than I really anticipated. It was Saturday night. It was in the store longer than I anticipated. Tried to do a return and different things. Anyways, I was probably in the store for an hour. And I'll be honest, that's the longest I've worn a mask straight in a very long time. That stinking thing wore me out in an hour, and I'm not exaggerating.
And you know, I give credit to people who, for their jobs, they are required to, because I couldn't do it. I'll be honest, I am not in that position to where I enjoy it. And again, here's the issue, Dad. If you wanted to make it optional, you know, for these kids to do this, okay, go for it, right?
But most wouldn't wear them. That's the problem.
Wear a mask or. Exactly, but
and they know
it's not.
That.
It's forced on them, and that's the issue that we're running into. It's not a choice, and that's where I have a problem, especially with kids. And that's a sore spot for you and I, Dad, because again, kids don't have a choice, especially you know, high school kids, right? We want these people, Dad. We want these people to vote. You know, some people do, right? You know, they want to lower the voting age to either to 16, right? To let these people vote in some cases. Yet you can't let them make the decision of if they should wear a mask playing a sporting event or not. Well, just in California, by the way, I don't know if you saw that today. Their lovely, you know, coincidence, of course, I'm sure. You know, they just decided to open up to where they're now allowing dining and that sort of thing.
It's amazing
sort of
as soon
thing,
as Biden becomes president, how much of this stuff starts to change. Which,
and by the
which
way,
again, folks, tells me that it's not science.
When all the media, Dad, all the you know, even local media, here's, it doesn't. You know, after the election, you know, it didn't seem. You know, this virus doesn't seem to go away. Well, you know, it sure as heck has gone away in California when cases are rising right now compared to when they did a shutdown. That's all we're talking about.
Yep.
So, again, it gets my blood boiling down on this because
I just
feel
so wrong
for the kids. They don't have a choice, and I just feel so angry that and we're looking back, Dad, the amount of damage we're going to do, and I think I sent you an article I'm sure you'll talk about later this week from Fortune about how the cost of the virus in terms of suicide and potential poverty rate from people is going to far outweigh the deaths that have happened to this point in time.
That's right. Well said. Richard, I'll leave you with that. Perfect. We'll talk a little later in the week. Bruce Simmons is next, folks. And I got one more thing I want to add to the mask thing in just a minute as soon as I come back. But in the meantime, Bruce Simmons, if you're interested in a reverse mortgage, you've thought about it, you don't know exactly how it is or what it is, how it works, and so on, give Bruce a call today, 303-467-7821, or find him at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties.
Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, real quick too. Susan, one of our great listeners, sent this in that last night on some of the local news stations, there was an epidemiologist saying that wearing two masks, a cloth mask under a surgical mask, is effective as a N95 mask. The problem is that is completely untrue. There is no science or research to back that up. I've watched people actually wear that, wondering, what in the world, what in God's green earth are you doing? Well, because some knucklehead told them that was as effective as an N95 mask, the reality is, no, folks, it's not. Just because somebody gets on TV, even claiming or is, in fact, an epidemiologist, saying something as ridiculous and outlandish as that, please, again, go back to what we've talked about for the last 2 hours. Just because somebody says something doesn't make it true. Myself included, if you don't believe something I've said or you don't think I said something correctly, look it up and then correct me. I'm more than willing to take correction. I do it all the time. I said something on Saturday's show where I had something a little bit off. Somebody corrected me. I got right on air, corrected what I had said, realized my mistake, and away we go. Folks, these people are not experts. They claim to be, but they are not. And let me tell you what, there is no way they can prove that wearing two masks at once is the same as an N95, because it's not. All right, we'll be right back. Hour number three is up next. We'll get an update from Kurt in our Monday Mortgage Minute coming up in just a moment, so don't go anywhere. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.